Welcome back to the show. Let's go to line number five. Good morning, Tom Davis. You're on the air.
Good morning, Patty. Happy New Year to you, David, and the listeners.
The very same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. So last time we spoke, we were talking about the City of St. John's budget, and little did I know that the same day Councillor Froud was going to resign as of Friday. So I spent Christmas consulting and considering whether or not I put myself forward, and I want to officially announce that I'm going to be running for the residents of Ward 4 in the City of St. John's in the upcoming by-election.
I can't say I'm surprised, to be honest with you. So what puts your candidacy in place? Is it a real concern simply with this most recent budget? Because, of course, the issues are, you know, varied here in the City of St. John's, whether it be the taxation increase of some 13% this year, then there's always going to be issues regarding traffic and traffic calming and snow clearing and all the rest. So where will your focus be when you knock on doors?
Well, you hit most of them there. Obviously, my main concern would be fiscal sustainability and the impacts that seemingly a disconnected city has from its residents. You know, many people on fixed income, most people struggling on some level, and, you know, almost every budget, the expenses of the city are going up. You know, last year they absorbed $6 million from past surpluses that were ran by responsible groups of individuals down there. Not saying they're irresponsible, because they're not. I think they're trying their best, but I think it's within an environment of feeling like it's going to be better in the future, so we just keep on keeping on. But I don't believe that's the case. I think we're witnessing a situation where we need to start cutting the cloth differently and taking a different approach. In 2021, they did a poll about the 2022 budget after the election, and you know, they actually quoted the results of that poll, but only like 80 people submitted to that poll. And the specific poll they talked about, which were people said something effective that we're okay if you increase spending as long as services are increased. Well, there's only 15 people submitted to that poll, and 50% of them said that. So somehow we have got to figure out a way to have more responsible fiscal management, you know, because, again, it's just boiling frogs. I was at a Christmas party Christmas Eve, which really drove home my need to step up. And there was a business owner there, and he pays $60,000 a year in taxes on his business, plus he has a home in the city. And he didn't realize that they'd gone up that much. I mean, for him, you know, the cost for him might be $8,000-$9,000 more next year. And of course, all these increases are baked in. There's no world where those things go down. So it's not a one-time hit. You know, your expenses go up. And this is not an environment where people are seeing their incomes increase at that rate. So that's my main focus. However, you know, I bring a lot of experience running frontline action, for the last 30 years, which is an incredible time when I think about this that long. But, you know, encouraging people to be healthier, it's a big thing for me. I've got a couple of degrees, economics and business. I'm hoping that will help me sitting around the table. You know, I'm really looking forward to engaging with all the different groups in the ward. You know, it's a pretty diverse ward. Of course, it goes from, you know, Empire Avenue all the way up to Higgins Line, and then all the way out Thorburn Road, even, you know, out into out past the Outer Ring Road and Camo Road. A lot of businesses in that area as well, through Camo Road and Elizabeth Avenue. And, you know, there's a lot to it, and I'm looking forward to hearing their issues. I mean, I think speed cameras are something we got to get on the go. I know that speeding is a big issue and calming the traffic, snow clearing, of course. I mean, and then the environmental awareness, which I know the city is, you know, pays lip service to, and I know they do have measures in place to try and mitigate it. But we really got to step up there, and hopefully there's some cost savings there where you can kill two birds, where we can maybe reduce how much people are driving around in vehicles. And but there's a lot to it. I don't want to sugarcoat it. But I'm looking forward to being able to be at that table, and I think my voice can help the residents of the ward and the city in general.
You talk about traffic and or congestion. I think it's encouraging, and unlike maybe some of the groups out there who are always advocating for public transit, improving and enhancing public transit, I thought we were looking at a good news story this year. You know, Metrobus with $5 million in the black. and then the opportunity for the city to decrease their subsidy of Metrobus. Ridership is way up for a variety of factors, whether it be the free bus passes for low-income earners, the numbers of new Canadians who are using public transit. Whatever the reason is, ridership is way up. And they're actually sitting on a fair amount of money. If I remember, I don't have it in front of me. I think Metrobus was able to pay down $1.7 million in debt, so sitting on $3.3 million to improve service. You know, we've talked about the introduction of Metrobus on demand, some of the additional zip routes, those rapid routes, which are certainly has to be part of public transport. The people who are advocating for better public transport see it as a bad news story that the city was able to reduce its subsidy or support of Metrobus. And I'll leave that up to them. I mean, that's their opinion. And we'll see if the city does indeed lean in and improve it to see more and more people taking the bus, because the traffic congestion in this city is madness. It's not designed to accommodate the number of vehicles that are on the road. Not to say that we could redesign St. John's, because we physically cannot. You know, certain areas, as we look at sustainable growth, which comes with issues regarding, you know, walkability, public transport, amenities build up, not out. There's a lot to that coming wave, because the city has applied for copious amounts of money to build somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 units here from the Housing Accelerator Fund federally, but it's how those are built, whether or not we hit the affordability targets. You know, the province's plan is going to be built by the private sector, managed by the private sector, but rents will be introduced by the Housing Corporation in an effort to make sure affordability is the outcome that is desired. So we'll see how the city tackles that, but I think the concept of build up, not out, is kind of lost on some. You know, people are worried about sight lines and get, you know, I know you bought your home for specific reasons, whether you're backing onto a green space or the ability to see the narrows or whatever it is that made you want to make that purchase. So there's a lot to that building money and how we're going to do it, how some of the zoning is going to change. Like, we're talking about a 10-story apartment building on Torbay Road. It's kind of time that we did things like that around here. You know, it's not, if we keep going the way we are, we're simply going to have the continued reliance on single-family dwellings and the vinyl jungle, the vinyl siding jungle that is now becoming a big feature of this city. I'll give you the final word, Tom, before we get to the news.
There's a lot there. I mean, I'm not too hugely supportive of cutting Metrobus funding to pay for other things, i.e. money, more money for mile one. As far as densification, we've got to focus on that, because most of this urban sprawl is not sustainable, and Councillor Hickman has said that we're spending 5%. We got to replace 5% of the roads and sidewalks every year. So, you know, and that's only going to get worse as our city ages. So we have a lot of challenges. And again, I want to call on all residents, not just in Ward 4, like anywhere in this province. Remember, your councils take the lead from the city of St. John's. And if we let them get away with 30% tax raises. So if you have people in the ward, family, friends, reach out to them and ask them to vote for Tom Davis, and because I'm going to be up for the challenge of trying to reverse the trend that we see down there.
Well, I appreciate the time. Good luck, Tom.
Take care, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye. You know, a big contribution of the increase in property tax is just how much of the snow clearing ice control fleet had to be replaced, how much of the garbage collection fleet had to be replaced. You know, I get it. If they're saying that some 60% of those pieces of equipment saw downtime last year, I mean, we can't have that. That's not sustainable either. But maybe it was a look back of 5 years of fleet management to see whether or not we actually were, you know, online in time with how we rotate the fleet to ensure that we don't have one of these huge big increases. Because look, 13% is not insignificant, right? How are we doing on the phone, Dave? Let's